RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This place is on fire today, man. On fire. Or as the great Dan Patrick, my fraternity brother at Phi Sigma Kappa, used to say, en fuego. That's right. Dan Patrick is my fraternity brother. Good afternoon, everybody. Nice to have you aboard with us on a Thursday afternoon. 1 week. 1 week until Cowboy Bees, Dallas Cowboys, invade Northwest Stadium. Right at this time, the ball will already be in the air on Netflix, man. Do they have to show that on local TV? I'm not sure. I think that's the way that works, but I'm not sure. It's usually the way it works, like when it's an NFL Network type game or something like that. I don't know. I don't know enough about these things, and quite honestly, I don't care. I'll be there tentatively. That plan might change because I abhor what the NFL has done. I absolutely abhor it. But you know where we will be tonight, baby? Is the Odyssey Company Holiday Party. That means free food and free booze on the company. That means me and Max are going to rip it up on the dance floor. We're going to get those toes a-tapping, baby. A little Jackson 5. A little Christmas music. Get a couple of vodka cranberries down our gullet. And then we're going to make fun of AMAC and Cowboy B. Oh, wait a second. They're too high and mighty. They're not going. They don't want to hang out with their friends, their colleagues, their compatriots. They're too cool for school. They don't want anything to do with us in a social setting. They don't want to be seen with us. AMAC's like, nah. I just want to go home and hang out in my bed. I'm like, okay. Cowboy B, I didn't even ask. I just know is not going to be there. Because that would actually require him saying hello to some of his work colleagues who don't even know who he exists. Like, the greatest misnomer. Cowboy B is... does a weekly segment, which he will do today. He doesn't know this yet, but he'll do it today. On this show, and I said to Grant Paulson last Thursday or Friday, I said, yeah, you know, Cowboy B was on. It's like, Cowboy B? Who's that? I said, well, Cowboy B.
Maybe they know him as Cowboy Bob.
Well, and I explained, I said, you know Cowboy Bob. And he said, who the bleep is Cowboy Bob? I said, the guy that sits opposite of AMAC in the studio and works feverishly on Kevin Sheehan highlight clips that I see all over Instagram. Like at a ratio of 9 to -5 for this show. And he said, I've never met him. I don't know who that is. He's never been over here once. And I said, well, why don't you come over and say hello to Cowboy Bob? Cowboy Bill. AKA Cowboy B. The most hated segment on this show. Because the fans of this show, if there are any left, have soundly rejected Cowboy Bob. They do not like what Cowboy Bob represents. And therefore, I get lots of hate mail and tweets about Cowboy Bob. But we still keep serving the entree. And we will do so again today. Why? Because Jerry Jones had something interesting to say that I just sent to AMAC. Of course, I forgot to send the text that I had been building since yesterday at the end of the show to AMAC until the show started, even though he prompted me and reminded me at 12 o'clock, hey, dumbass, are you going to send the sound or not? And I said, I didn't see it until just now. I'm a busy man. I was on the phone. I was negotiating things. I was driving. And then as soon as I got here, I was accosted by J.P. Finley and Brian Mitchell to come in and hop on the air with them and to eat a glizzy, a jalapeno glizzy, which I did ultimately have, minus the bun. Sans a bun. Because why have extra carbs when it's not worth it, right? Hot dog was good. Little spice, little heat, little cheese. Apparently, White Brian and Landfill ate 8 glizzies each. Savannah had one. They've got lots of food over there. We've got nothing over here except for my leftover salad from last night. And trust me, it's a doozy. It's nice and mushy. That being said, we have a radio show to do. We're with you until 4 o'clock. And we're available to you if you're quick, efficient, on the trigger. If you're running tempo, offense, and you have something good to say at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. As you know, we don't do a lot of guests on this show. Sometimes we have them. Sometimes, a lot of times, we don't. Nothing scheduled right now. Something might pop up. We got the Wizards in action tonight. Looking for win number 2 in a row. Good luck. At San Antonio. We've got the Capitals back home tonight. Looking to snap a 3-game losing streak against the Toronto Maple Leafs. We've got Thursday night football tonight, so it is a big, big sports night. Big. Week 16 of the NFL season kicks off tonight, Rams-Seahawks. We got Puka Nacua in the news all over the place. We'll get to that. We've got Eagles-Commanders. Today is a Friday in the scheduled practice week because they went Tuesday, Wednesday, today, Friday, even though it's Thursday. You get the point. Tomorrow there's a walkthrough that's closed to the media, no media availability. So today would be normally kind of like end of the week, Friday, whatnot. Saturday afternoon, 5 o'clock, Northwest Stadium, Commanders at 4-10. Eagles at 9-5 after breaking the 3-game losing streak last week, courtesy of the what's a really bad college football team?
Purdue.
Purdue. Purdue was what? 2-9 this year, something like that?
Yeah, they were bad.
I mean, the Vegas Raiders might be the equivalent of the Purdue Boilermakers. The Eagles won 31-0. Hell, the Commanders demolished the Raiders early in the season. Demolished them. It was only close because they gave up a late touchdown or two. It was definitely one late one. Maybe it was two. I can't remember. And that was with Marcus Mariota. So we have the Eagles coming here, probably feeling much better about themselves, at 9-5. But we have no idea what Eagles team is coming. What Eagles team is going to show up? You would think against that feisty, ferocious Commanders defense, they're set up for success, but you don't know. The last time the Eagles and the Commanders were on the same field together, we know how that wound up, NFC Championship style. And Saquon Barkley ripping off a 60-yard touchdown run on play one. So we have that. And then we have this. As an extension to that, let's play Hypothetical Harry on the radio today. Because there's nothing else good to talk about. Toby Altizer are marching towards with a hot dog in his hand and a Jaden Daniels jersey and a Santa snow hat. All right. A Santa Redskin snow hat. There you go. Because we there's no controversy today. We can be controversy-free for the most part, right? Unless something comes up. Here's my question to you. Right now, the Commanders pick 8th in the upcoming draft. 8th. By virtue of their win last week in the NFC East Division Tournament that you've heard so much about, they're now 2-0 over the G-Men and 1-0 inside the NFC East Tournament, which, of course, Matt, it's why HBO and Hard Knocks chose the NFC East so that they could feature the NFC East Tournament that Dan Quinn has anointed that nobody else knew about, except for apparently Dan Quinn and HBO and Hard Knocks. But the Commanders went from an 8-game losing streak and 1-1 in the division to 2-1 in the division, a 1-game win streak, a sweep of the horrible-ass Giants. Why did I wait for AMAC to leave to say that? I'm going to have to repeat that when he comes back. A sweep over the horrible-ass Giants in the snow to kick off the NFC East tournament that nobody knew about except for Dan Quinn and HBO. And now they take on the Eagles, Cowboys, and then the Eagles again to round out the year. And in the process, they've gone from the 6th overall pick to the 8th overall pick. And with another win, and depending on what else happens, just Saturday and into Sunday, and I guess Monday, they could theoretically go from 8 to 9 or 10 or 11 or who knows. I haven't even worried about the math yet. I can do that. But because they beat the horrible-ass New York Giants, they went from 6th to 8th. And they kicked off the NFC East tournament that nobody knew about in grand fashion. So here's the question for you. Some of you want the Commanders to win because you're a fan, and that's what fans do. They want their team to win, no matter what the cost is. We know the players and the coaches don't give a rat's ass about draft pick status or order. Not at all, because they're not guaranteed to be here. So they are trying to win. And they are trying to pursue this made-up, make-believe NFC East tournament so that they could beat their chests on Hard Knocks and maybe raise a banner. The Commanders can get to 7-10 by sweeping the make-believe NFC East tournament. That would be 4 wins in a row to end out the year. That would be 5-1 in the division. That would be a lot of momentum for next year. Some people believe in momentum, some people don't. Sometimes momentum does carry over, sometimes it doesn't. But let's play fantasy on the radio today. If the Commanders were to sweep the rest of the NFC East tournament and finish at 7-10, yet finish somewhere outside of the top 10 and probably more closer to 15 in terms of draft pick status, draft order this coming April, is that something you would support, root for, champion, buy into, get pumped up about, enjoy? Or do you want them to be 2-1? Finish 4-2 in the division? Maybe beat the Eagles and the Cowboys once and lose to the Eagles once? Or maybe sweep the Eagles and lose to the Cowboys, I don't know. And finish at 6-11 and have a better draft pick. Or do you want them to only win one of these 3 games to finish at 5-12 and to likely finish inside the top 10? Or there's lots of options here, boys and girls. It takes a genius to cook this stuff up in your mind. Do you want the Commanders to go 0-3 in the make-believe NFC East tournament that only Hard Knocks and Dan Quinn knew about and finish at 4-13 and absolutely finish inside the top 10 and maybe even lower than where they are right now at number 8? What would you like over these next 3 games? Win the make-believe, sweep the make-believe NFC East tournament, finish 7-10, finish on a high note, go out fighting, build some momentum towards next year, win one of the next 3, finish at 5-12, not so much momentum, likely very much still in the top 10, not definite, but likely, and you would be, what, 3-3 in the division? Lose all 3, finish 4-13, lose the make-believe NFC East tournament that nobody knew about, except for Dan Quinn and HBO, and assure yourself of, I would assume, at least a top 8 pick, maybe even a top 5 pick at 4-13. What would you like? What scenario that I just cooked up, all those options, would you like, is more important to you, is what you're rooting for? 301-230-0980. There's really no wrong answer. I get any answer, any theory, any perspective. Nobody cares that the players want to win, right? That's their job. The coaches want to win. It's about what the fans want, right? I can't control anything, but it's what the fans want and what the fans think are best. That's what I care about. That's what I'm curious about. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. If you don't want to wait on hold, and that's fine, tweet me, X post me, whatever you want to call it, at WrestleMania621, at WrestleMania621. You can tag the radio station on it, at Team 980. Cowboy B is alongside. He'll have the Cowboy B stock report later on. AMAC as well, and you at 301-230-0980 on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Stay with us.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Ah, 1 week before Christmas, in the midst of Hanukkah, if you celebrate that. Good to have you with us on the Team 980. So we're asking the question, would you rather, a little fantasy football question for you, but not fantasy football. Would you rather the Commanders win the final 3 games, sweep the make-believe, nobody knew about it, NFC East tournament, except for Dan Quinn and Hard Knocks, finish 7-10, likely finish somewhere close to 15-ish in the draft order, finish with momentum, let the NFC East know who the real champs are, or would you rather them get swept, finish 4-13, likely inside the top 5, or somewhere in between, 2-1, 1-2, are your other options? You know, win some, lose some. I would rather them lose all 3. It makes no difference to me whether they win or lose. What's the difference between 4-13, 6-11, 7-10? All of it's not good enough anyway. So I'd rather them lose as much as possible, be competitive, look the part, fight, try, come up short. Play well, come up short, finish with a top five draft pick.
So,
AMAC, you're looking at me like I have 18
heads. No, because I've just heard you talk about tanking so much. Mm-hmm. So are you saying that from – let's put your GM hat on. In some alternate universe, you're the GM of the Washington Commanders.
Mm-hmm.
Are you saying that if Chris Russell was the GM, he would send an order down to tank? Or
nope.
Are you just saying, as a fan,
nope.
You don't want to see them win these games?
As a fan / observer, I do not want to see them win these games. I want them to try hard, look the part, fight.
Mm-hmm.
I want them to try and win.
Mm-hmm.
I want them to come up on the losing end and come up short to have the highest draft pick and the most leverage possible in a draft where it might be very, 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 very difficult to trade back.
Understood.
Gotcha. It's a great point and observation, though, on your end, because I detest tanking. I loathe tanking. Tanking in the NFL, if you're going to tank, is a little bit better, as I've often mentioned, because you actually get rewarded for sucking in the NFL. You don't in the NBA, NHL, or baseball. See the Nationals, who have a new general manager. We'll get to that later on. But they've sucked for 6 years. They finished way worse last year than anybody could have imagined. And they finished with the 11th overall pick because of baseball's screwy lottery rules. Now, a year ago, they had the number one overall pick because of baseball's screwy lottery rules. But the point being is, we know what's happened to the Pistons. We know what's happened to the Wizards. We know what's happened in hockey. The Islanders finished with the number one overall pick. And as somebody who grew up an Islanders fan, I was very happy about that. Matthew Schaefer's awesome. But the point being is, it's a screwy system. At least in the NFL, you get rewarded for stinking. You do. But I would never, ever, 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 ever advocate somebody to intentionally lose. I'm hoping that they lose. There's a difference. They will try. They will fight. And maybe they will win one, two, or three of these games. And you know what? I wouldn't be mad. I understand the gig. They're professionals. They're paid. They work hard. Coaches work 100 hours a week. Players work less than 40, probably. The point being is, I want to see them lose so that they have the most leverage possible to improve their team. Winning at this time of the year does nothing for me. There's no guarantee, no correlation that momentum is going to carry over. Nobody cares about a fake make-believe tournament. So what if you beat the Eagles twice? Who cares? You might ruin their playoff positioning? Okay. What does that get you? What does that do for you? So what if you beat the Cowboys on Christmas Day? They're likely going to be eliminated. You are eliminated. It means nothing. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. We'll get to the calls in just a sec. I promise. We're getting out to you right away. We get some practice updates here in just a moment or two. And a trending alert right here, right now on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, indeed, the Commanders are out on the practice field, and we will certainly see how they are stacked up and ready for Saturday. No word officially on Laremy Tunsil yet. He hadn't practiced much this week with the bummed-up shoulder. We will see if he plays in the game on Saturday against the Philadelphia Eagles. Meanwhile, Thursday night football tonight, right here on the Team 980, the Rams and the Seahawks. Of course, the last time these two teams got together, Sam Darnold threw four interceptions in a tight Rams win. Tonight, the rematch, 7:30 for the pregame coverage, kickoff right around 8:15. Also, Puka Nacua, who had some controversial comments over NFL officials just earlier this week. Well, now, in addition to dealing with an injury suffered in the Rams win on Sunday against Detroit, He's also dealing with the brother, or with his brother, I should say, getting arrested over the weekend for allegedly stealing a vehicle that belonged to a Los Angeles Lakers player. That's right. Samson Nacua, 27 years old. Again, the brother of Puka Nacua was arrested with another man in that alleged crime. Tonight, the Capitals try and snap a three-game losing streak back home for the Toronto Maple Leafs, who are playing better, 15-12-5, 7 o'clock puck drop, 106.7 The Fan, and the Odyssey app. Meanwhile, over on Bloomberg Radio, it is the Wizards playing in San Antonio. The Spurs lost the NBA Cup Final on Tuesday night in Vegas. Tonight, they host Washington, who comes in at 4-20. Again, you can listen to it on Bloomberg Radio. And that's what's trending.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Ah, a week away from Christmas. Happy holidays, everybody. The Cowboy B stock report coming up next hour. Jerry Jones, I believe, will weigh in before we turn things over to Cowboy B to discuss his horrible, putrid Dallas Cowboys. And the Cowboys have made a coaching change. We'll have details on that then. First, we get out to the calls. Would you rather the Commanders win 3 in a row in the make-believe NFC East tournament, finish at 7-10, likely finish with around a 15th overall pick? Or would you rather them be competitive, get swept, forget about the make-believe fantasy land NFC East tournament, finish at 4-13, likely finish with the top 5 pick? Or would you like somewhere in between? And somewhere in between is 2-1, 1-2. You get the point. But the extremes will be, of course, what we will feature or focus on, what have you. All right, let's get out to it. Try and go through these calls as quickly as we can. Try and speed everybody through so nobody's on hold for long and so that we're not going on and on, including myself. Let's go to, in the leadoff spot, AA, MCO, Athens, in Annapolis. What's up, AA? How are you?
Order 66. Wipe them out. You know, of course you want to see your team win, but for what, with all the needs that this team has? So, I mean, you're going to see the last shred of Drake Jackson's career these next three games.
Wait a second. You haven't seen Drake Jackson at all.
Well, here's the thing. He's one of those guys that you root for, and you'd love to see him come back and be a good player next year. But, I mean, he might have a couple good games, but he's probably just one of those Jordan Reed-type guys that just can't stay healthy. You know, he's had these injuries that most people come back from, unfortunately. Look at Bryce Love a few years ago, running back, Heisman Trophy candidate out of Stanford, torn ACL. How many people don't come back from torn ACLs? A guy can never get back on the field, so it doesn't work out for some people. I mean, I don't want this team to go 7-10 because then you're going to have people calling into you, oohing and eyeing about, oh, if we only could have beat the Bears and kicked the field goal to beat Miami and beaten Denver, we would have been 10-7 and in the playoffs, and we're a totally different team. Okay, no, that's a fraud. Okay, this team is awful. They've been awful all year. I just want to see them be competitive, go out Rocky Balboa style, swinging with everything you've got. They're going to get their ass beat on Saturday. They're going to get their ass beat the following Saturday because they have no defense at all. They're going to play Sam Howell and win by a field goal in Week 18. 5-12, wrap it up. Draft a good defensive player or trade down, draft the running back from Notre Dame.
Attaboy.
How do you like them apples?
I like them apples a lot. I like it. I like how you swing that big old bat. All right. Attaboy. Thank you, AA. Appreciate you. Let's get to our guy Jason and Laurel next up on the Team 980. Good afternoon, Jason. How are you, pal?
Hi, Chris. Happy holidays and all that stuff. I can't believe I got to follow that call. That was crazy energy.
Yeah. I mean, listen, you know, Athens doesn't usually pull any punches. Now, you might disagree with him. You might think he's crazy, and he's all of that in a bag of chips, but he doesn't pull many punches.
No, I agree with him. They don't need to win another game. To expound on that, anybody that they absolutely got to have on this team for next season, I'd like them to bench them and play their backup. That's what I'd like to see. And I love Bobby Wagner. I hope I don't see him. They need to see McGee.
I've been thinking a lot about this, and I don't mean to jump in on you. I think you're going to see Bobby Wagner at least until that final regular season game. They trust him, obviously. They want him to. He plays well outside of in coverage, right? It's not like he's horrible in every area. He's not good in coverage. We all know that, but he probably shouldn't be at 35, right? But the other thing is, what people don't realize when everyone advocates for playing young guys is coaches, if they don't see that the player is ready, like Linnell bitches about Cade Medrano. I don't know because we're not allowed to watch practice, and also I'm not a coach, but what if Cade Medrano can't run the defense? What if Cade Medrano's in the wrong spot in practice and they see that and they say, he's just not ready yet. He needs more time. He needs more reps. Why should they play him when they're trying to win?
No, it makes 100% sense. I just don't want to see like a Cosme injury last year on anybody that's important.
I understand.
Anybody that's important.
And that's the downside right there. Right there. Just full stop. That's the downside to, to your definition, playing anybody that's important. I get it, but you know how I felt about the Jaden Daniels, and I know how you felt. Now, I understand that you don't want a serious injury to go into the offseason. I totally get it. You know, at some point, though, I guess injuries can happen in practice. Injuries can happen slipping on ice, you know?
It can happen. Hey, thanks for taking the call. I love the show. I hope you saw that Kirk clip I sent you. Take care, Chris.
I didn't see it yet, but I appreciate it. Thank you, Jason. I did see a Kirk Cousins clip last night in which he explained the evolution of reading safeties single high to, I forgot the terminology.
Yeah, he was saying single high. It's progressive reads versus like 1, 2, 3, 4, right. 5 reads.
Well, yes, that he was right, exactly, the progressive reads. But he was making a distinction between the safety single high and a split.
Yeah, split safety.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, which is obviously two safeties and, you know, you have rules and whatnot. Like the chess match between quarterbacks, offensive staffs, and defenses is fascinating to me.
Yeah, remember we played the clip from Cooper Kupp.
Yeah.
A while back, and he kind of described the same thing of like how defenses change and kind of hide shells better post snap. Yeah.
And that makes sense if you think about it, right? If the league is going to favor every single offensive element that they possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
And offense is already at an advantage because they know where they're going and the defense has to guess and mirror. It makes sense if you're defensive staffs to say, well, how do we compete?
Yeah.
How do we solve this? We might add some confusion and some layers on our guys in, but if we have smart, high IQ football players, and that's a big if, then we can do this. We can be shrouded in a little bit of mystery. And that's what Kirk was kind of talking about, is defensive coordinators, defensive head coaches have had to adjust. I wonder, remember all throughout the year before Joe Witt was removed as the defensive coordinator, if they, you know, they kept saying they had to simplify things, they were maybe asking too much out of their players. I wonder if that was part of what they were asking them to do. And if it became too complicated to execute on a consistent basis. I don't know if that explanation that way ever came out. They kept saying, like, there's different rules and there's different checks and there's different calls, just like there is on offense. And they shortened some of it. So maybe that was a part of it. Maybe that was all of it. I don't know. But it does take a very, very, very high IQ football player and football team to understand all that in real quick moments. And if you don't have that, you can easily get confused and look out of place. 301-230-0980. Paulie will come up next in just a couple of minutes. 301-230-0980. Would you rather the Commanders win the final three games of the season, win the make-believe fairy tale NFC East divisional tournament that nobody knew about, and finish at 7-10, and likely with a 15 or so draft pick? Or would you like them to lose all three, forget about the fake tournament, be competitive, lose all three, finish at 4-13, finish with a top five pick, or somewhere in between? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Coming up later on in the show, something that I saw on Get Up on ESPN this morning about the Miami Hurricanes and the college football playoff, we'll discuss with AMAC as well. The Cowboy B report coming up. Thursday night football preview and more. And will the Caps break their three-game losing streak? We will see. Couple of Commanders news and notes. Laremy Tunsil is indeed out for Saturday against the Eagles. Team captains, Terry McLaurin, Jeremy Reeves. Here's an interesting one. Antonio Hamilton had a great game. We were just talking about Drake Jackson. He's available to play. So says the reporters gathered in command land. And here's an interesting one. According to Nikki Javala, Dan Quinn indicated that Marcus Mariota and Josh Johnson will be the only two active quarterbacks on Saturday. That makes sense. But they apparently won't have an emergency third quarterback. Sam Hartman's on the practice squad, even though he should be able to be called up. And Jaden Daniels is ruled out, so he will not even be the emergency third quarterback. Why? Because that would mean he might have to play if, like, something happened to Mariota and Josh Johnson. So that's kind of interesting. Let's get to Paulie. On the Team 980. What up, Paulie? How are you?
Hell to the W, man. Doing good. Man. How you doing, man?
I'm doing okay. I'm busy talking, Paulie, and keeping on hold and denying America from a chance to talk.
Hey, man, I'm America's voice.
Uh-huh. Yeah. The voice of the lost and misguided.
Hey, Mac, how you doing, man? Hey, Mac, I love you, man. You know what? Hey, Mac got Cousin Pete Angel over his shoulder, man. He's Cousin Pete reincarnated, man, because he keeps you in line, man. You know what I mean?
I don't know if he does that.
He does. Remember I used to call you a Cousin Pete show, checks and balances?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But you've been writing a big check now. Now I'm glad A-Mac's here to balance it out for you, man.
Hey, but look, you're here to be my filibuster, aren't you?
Always, man. That's my job.
Yeah.
But look, man, I'm going to say this about this little NFC East tournament competition Dan Quinn is talking about. I really don't mind him putting that narrative out there. Because he got to keep his team engaged. You know, he has to keep the team engaged. And he's trying to not just establish a culture, but keep a culture. And the worst thing you could do is go out here and get the doors blown off of you. And that, you know, losing is hard to break. It's hard to break a losing culture. But you could go out here, give your best effort, you know, and still not be good enough, but still keep a positive culture. Because, you know, if you laid it all on the line and the other team is just better than you, then the other team is just better than you. You know what I mean? But if you go out here and you don't care, you know, the coach is not really putting you in a direction to go to a goal to try to achieve, and everybody just nonchalant about it, you know, that's loser. That's losing culture right there. And he's just trying to keep the team in a direction of we still, even though this year is not the way we want it, you know, we still building something here, and we got to be ready to go next year with the same type of attitude and the same type of mentality. So I don't mind that, what he's saying, but the reality of we know you're not going to win these three games. You know, like Double A say, we might have a chance that last game at Sam Howell's start, but, you know, the way our luck has been this year, you know, Sam Howell will go 21 for 23 and 289 yards, three touchdowns, and Ron Rivera will be sitting with a cigar somewhere. So I'm like, I told y'all, he's good.
I mean, nobody should mind if they play hard and just come up short to at least the Eagles, a better team, clearly. Whether the Cowboys are or not, I mean, you know, I think the Cowboys probably this year are a better team. I mean, record-wise, they are. They dominated them head-to-head. So, I mean, it would be okay. I mean, it would be understandable to lose these three games.
It's not that, you know what, what it is with the Cowboys is that even though they're a bad team, they still have more healthy talent to play than we do. That's what it is with the Cowboys. Hey, man, I love you.
Thank
guys.
Thank you, Paulie.
Hail to the W, man.
Happy holidays. Hail to the W. Appreciate you. Wow, Paulie.
I dumped that just in case. That was mean.
You think that was mean?
Yeah.
You dumped it?
Yeah.
Really?
Just in case. F that. I don't know.
You really dumped it?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, he told Cowboy Bob to just go scratch.
Yeah.
And that the Cowboy had to break his other leg.
You know, it does stink that he's a Cowboys fan, because I feel like if he wasn't, America would get to know him and love him.
I know. But they hate him. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.